Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
What is up, guys? John Shookman here, your host. Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide. So excited to have you guys with me for today's episode. So today and the next few weeks are going to be a little different because there has been some major shakeup, some major news about a possible settlement that still has to be approved, but a possible settlement with NAR and basically home sellers and home buyers. So I wanted to break this up a little bit because it's a lot of information. But I feel like as, you know, as someone that is looked at as a leader in the real estate industry, I didn't come up with that. You guys say that. And has hundreds of people that listen to my podcast a month, I felt like I needed to come and talk about the NAR, so the National Association of Realtors Settlement Agreement, which again, still has to be approved. So it is all, you know, a lot of what we're going to discuss is really hypothetical. And I don't talk in hypothetical a lot, but I'm sure something is coming, change is coming in real estate. And so what do you need to know as realtors, right? That's what I want to talk about over the next few weeks. You know, I'm actually of the belief that this is good for the industry, that this doesn't really change a lot of what I do in my business. But for many of you, this will change things. You know, we actually are going to break this down. We're going to talk about the basics of the lawsuit and the litigation, right? We're going to talk about that pending litigation. And really, a lot of it is going to be me reading information today. But I felt like it was important, even if I'm reading something, to give you guys the information so that you are educated. And then over the next couple weeks, so next week and the week after, we will talk about what the NAR settlement or what the possible NAR settlement means for you as a listing agent and you as a buyer's agent. I don't know which one I'll do first, doesn't really matter. The point is you will get those over the next couple of weeks. I will say, if you are a good agent, this does not change much for you because you have shown your value to your buyers and your sellers and all sorts of different things, but it does change, right? Commission and how it's structured. It changes how we put commission into the MLS. Again, if this is approved. So what the heck is the NAR settlement agreement? Okay. There's a lot of misinformation. You'll see articles that say, and again, that's why this could be like, you know, 40 minutes, 50 minutes. I don't want to do that. That's why I want to break it all down. But there is a lot of fear tactics going on out there. And I will get to that. I want to talk about the headlines before the end of the episode because these are the things your clients read, right? There is a reason I do not watch the news, and it's because so much of it is fake, so much of it is fear tactics. And you'll see from the article title that this is meant to instill fear, those kinds of things. And just, you know, it's kind of like just writing up a title that is not true to get people afraid or get people talking about the news article. So here is the truth about what has happened, right? Basically, you know, like I said, I think it was 2 weeks ago today, actually, the National Association of Realtors reached a settlement in a class action lawsuit that, yes, will change how home buyers and sellers will interact with agents. But here's the thing. They basically, National Association of Realtors was sued by these home buyers and sellers, okay? And they reached a settlement, okay? I think they were sued for 1.9, or again, this is not gospel. I don't, right? You can look it up. You can look up the Sitzer verdict, but they reached a settlement, okay? The National Association of Realtors with this settlement would basically pay $418 million over 4 years. Now, and again, maybe I'll include the link in the show notes, because if you really want to read about it, stay off Google, stay off Fox News, stay off CNN, and we'll talk about that at the end, these, you know, fear tactic titles of these articles. You know, the facts are all in this article from the National Association of Realtors. So here's the basics of it, okay? And again, I'm giving you facts. I'm not giving you emotion. I'm just going to give you the facts today because I think that's important. But then next week and the week after, we will talk about if this goes through, and I want you to prepare for it as if it will, even though I, you know, a lot of people in the industry thinks the DOJ will push back on it and some changes will be needed. But here's basically what it is. The Sitzler-Burnett lawsuit was a class action suit followed in U.S. District Court in the Western District of Missouri, and it alleged that the largest real estate companies and associations conspired to set compensation rates for the real estate industry. So the suit alleged that real estate companies required sellers to compensate the buyer's agents, resulting in, you know, anti-competitive rules that result in damages. Now, and again, we're just going to talk facts today. I will talk, maybe I'll keep my thoughts to myself for the most part. I'll talk in the next couple weeks about what you need to know as a buyer's agent and how it'll impact you, how it'll impact you as a listing agent. But basically, case went to a jury trial in October. You know, basically they were asking for $1.8 billion in damages, and the jury, you know, found basically the defendants, so the Association of Realtors that represents us as realtors, appealed the decision of this $1.8 billion or whatever it is, and eventually came to that settlement 2 weeks ago today. And that basically means if accepted, it would require the Association of Realtors to pay $418 million over 4 years. And here's the biggest thing. The biggest thing is this. It means that sellers will no longer be required, because sometimes they were required, they will no longer be required to offer a buyer agency compensation. And NAR, National Association of Realtors, created a new MLS rule actually prohibiting offers of compensation from being in the MLS. So that would mean, right, according to the article and information, that offers of compensation could not be communicated in the MLS, but they could be anywhere else, right? They could be on Facebook, on social media. They could be on the company's website. And this is going to be, guys, it will be important to work for one of the best and biggest companies because of what is coming, right? Because, you know, eXp Realty is the biggest brokerage in the nation and has the most agents, which means the most deals, the most listings. We can, on our websites, which gets millions of hits, advertise this compensation, right? But we can no longer, according to the NAR settlement, if it goes through, there will be no more option to put the buyer agency compensation, right, of whatever percentage that is, into the MLS, right? There, basically, NAR also agreed to create a new rule requiring MLS participants, so that's any of you realtors that are part of a local MLS, working with buyers to enter into written agreements with their buyers before the buyer tours a home, right? Now, to be honest, we've had this, right? We've had, and I don't know what states, I only know Pennsylvania, but we were strongly encouraged to have a written buyer agency agreement to help consumers understand, right, exactly what services a buyer's agent would offer and the value we provide. And then, of course, how that buyer agent is being compensated. So, and I'll just say, right, I'm just reading from the article, NAR has denied any wrongdoing and maintained that cooperative compensation, you know, where a listing agent offers it to the buyer's agent, is in the best interest of consumers. So that's just the facts, right? Basically, they are encouraging members of the National Association of Realtors to use this, everything going on, as an opportunity to explain the options their client has, right? And basically, if this goes through, these changes would go into effect in mid-July under the terms of the proposed settlement. Again, I know that people don't think this will go through. I do think changes are coming, but what you need to know, yeah, is basically that. Something is going to happen. Change is coming. And so we'll talk about on the next two episodes, like, well, what does this mean for buyer's agents? What does this mean for listing agents? If I'm a listing agent, should I offer compensation, right? If I'm a buyer's agent, how do I, you know, now go about getting paid by my client, right? Or possibly the seller, right? And that could be included in that agreement. It just has to be disclosed and it cannot be in the MLS anymore. So there are lots of things. I made a post in one of those bigger Facebook groups and said, if you're a good agent, this doesn't change anything that you do. It doesn't. But there are some things you'll have to do differently, a few different conversations you'll have to have with your clients, and those sorts of things. So over the next few weeks, I'll dive deeper into it. And again, this is just my opinion over the next 2 weeks about what is coming and how it, you know, could actually benefit you, and how it just means you have to show your value and prove your value and explain these things to your clients. So we'll jump into it in the next couple of weeks. I would check out the article I'm going to put in the show notes from the National Association of Realtors talking about it. It is called The Truth About the NAR Settlement Agreement. So again, this is pending. This is not done now, right? So nothing changes this moment in your business, but I would say change is coming. And so I really would encourage you to, study this, look up on it. Let me know if you have questions. I would love to talk to you. Again, I'm not a legal expert. I am not going to say anything legal. But anyway, check it out. Check out that article. Let me know if you have questions, and look forward to talking with you guys soon. And I'll see you guys on the episode next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.